The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. How many of you have seen the latest Star Wars movie? Okay, quite a few people. Now, did you see the regular version, the 3D version, or the IMAX version? There were three different versions. You know, they just kind of escalate in terms of modern technology. Now, when I was growing up, you know, back in the Stone Age, 3D meant that you got one plastic lens that was red and one that was green. Anybody remember those days? That was modern technology. Well, it didn't do anything. Now, when you go in for the 3D version, you get this clear plastic lens, and it looks like the ships are coming out at you. It's really quite amazing technology. It's very awesome, as people would say today. Very striking. But is it as awesome as what we're doing right now in glorifying the Lord in the Eucharist? Well, it's not. It's not. But our technology today really grabs our interest so that we can go into one of those movies and say, "Wow, that was really neat." Now, of course, the downside is you come out of those movies and you forget it right off. It's like nothing ever happened. But with what we're celebrating now, because it is extraordinary, amazing, miraculous, earth-shattering, hopefully what we celebrate and experience now we take out into the world with us. But we're competing, in a sense, God's competing with this man-made technology that has a lot of whistles and bells, smoke and mirrors, that it's very impressive. But again, compared to our faith, compared to God and the power of God, it's nothing. It's nothing. In fact, even though technology is man-made, it's really taking over us. It's really sort of brainwashing us or conditioning us so that we respond to it. So it doesn't matter where people are, what they're doing. If, let's say, their cell phone goes off, they immediately go to it. Now, some of you may remember learning in high school about Pavlov's dogs. They trained dogs whenever there was a bell ringing to start salivating because it knew it was going to get a treat. Well, that's what technology has done to us. We've been conditioned so that we respond to it very, very successfully. It's very, very well done. But again, when we talk about our faith, which is far more important, are we as conditioned to be aware of the presence of God in our lives and in the world so that we're truly awestruck by what God is doing in the world? Just the fact that we're here today, the fact that our hearts are pumping and our lungs are expanding, that's God's work. God's maintaining us. He is sustaining us. Technology can do that in a certain way, but it can't give life. It doesn't create the worlds, but God's technology or creativity does. Are we as impressed by God's work as we are by man-made technology? In today's first and third reading from the Old Testament and from the Gospel, we have stories of people bringing back to life someone who had died. So in the first reading, we have Elijah bringing back the only son of a widow, bringing him back to life, resuscitating him, restoring him to his mother. And his mother was amazed by it. And she said, "You truly are a prophet. You have the words of the Lord." So she was amazed. She was awestruck by what he did. In the gospel reading, we have the same situation. A widow, whose only son, in a sense her social security, died. And yet Jesus brings him back to life, resuscitates this dead corpse, and restores him to his mother. And it says in the gospel that the people were struck with fear. Now, don't think of fear in terms of fright, that they were afraid. That's not what it means in the Bible. When we talk about fear of the Lord, we're talking about being awestruck, a sense of awe and amazement. Wow, this is fantastic. And of course it was, not just for the mothers who got their sons back, but for the crowd. So the crowd in the gospel today was struck by fear, this awesome sense of God's power, and they praised God, they glorified God. It caused them to do something amazing, not keep it to themselves, but to proclaim it, to say, "This is wonderful what God has done." Now, can you imagine if we took the awe that we may experience at, say, some modern movie that's in 3D or IMAX, and had that same awe when we come out of church? What might happen? What might we do? Might we dance around with joy? Might people see on our faces smiles? Would they see joy in us? Because that's real joy. What we're experiencing now is awesome, because whenever we celebrate the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, all of heaven and earth is united. We're already participating in heaven right now. All the angels and saints are with us. And if that's not amazing, if that is not awe-inspiring, I don't know what is. But how do we get to that reality every moment of our lives? Well, I'll tell you. Take your cell phones, put it on the ground, and just crush it. Yeah, you'll do that, I know. How about just turning it off? How about not spending so much time on the computer? Now, of course, that's not going to bring that awe, but at least it will give us some space in our lives where we can experience silence, quiet, so that we might start looking around, looking at a beautiful sunset. That's God's work. Not technology, it's nature, it's creation. But that's God's work. When we see a beautiful sunset, probably most of us think, "Wow, that's really beautiful. Okay, let's take a picture of it." You don't need to take a picture of it. A picture doesn't compare to the reality, to savor that reality right then and there. Mother Teresa says that the fruit of silence is prayer. We have to have that quiet. We have to have that time to really be undistracted in order to notice the awesomeness of God in our own lives and around the world, in our midst today and every day and among other people. But we have to discipline ourselves to do that. We have to be courageous and fearless enough to say, "I don't care if someone is texting me or messaging me on Facebook. Can it be that important?" And yet the way people use that technology, it's like everything is important. But as people have said, if everything's important, then nothing's important. So what are we doing? Are we controlling the technology that we have that's supposed to aid us in becoming more human in the image of Jesus Christ? Or are we using it like one of Donald Trump's walls, to wall ourselves off so that we don't have to deal with other people. Other people are an annoyance, a hindrance, because what's on this little screen is really important and I've got to attend to it. Of course, it's not important. Yeah, it's amazing. It's interesting. But what God is doing and what God wants to do in our lives is much more awesome, much more important. But do we allow God to get into us, to work on us, to create in us that joy, that fear in terms of awe, so that that's what people see in our faces and in our actions? Not awe because we've gone to the latest Captain America movie and been blown away by it, but rather because we have seen God doing marvelous things in us. Jesus said before he died, he said, "What I am doing, you will do, and you will do greater things." Do you see greater things happening? Are we doing those greater things? Because Jesus said we can if we have faith. So what Elijah did, what Jesus did today, raising someone from the dead, that's what he was doing. But Jesus said, we will do these things and greater things. Where are the dead being raised? Well, it is happening in the world. Those are miracles happening. But what's more important is, well, what's going on television in this latest series that we are addicted to, or what we're going to do, let's say, once we get out of church. So where is that awe? Where is that joy? Do we even think of smiling coming out of church saying, you know, this was really awesome. This was really extraordinary, amazing, because what we do here in the midst of the living God is miraculous. We get the opportunity to consume the very flesh of God and his blood. There's nothing more awesome than that. And yet, compared to the baubles, the smoke and mirrors of technology, it doesn't seem great. But that's our problem. It's not God's problem. It's ours. We have let everything but God become number one in our lives. So we're called as Christians, if we are truly committed, it's not just about going to church every week. That's important. That's a major obligation, because it is about meeting the living God who wants us to be restored to the fullness of life through the Eucharist. But it's also about living it out in the world to show other people that it's not what you can see on a little screen or a big screen, but it's rather the God who is always around us doing amazing, awesome things. But if we're not aware of them, we're not going to be pulled into them, and we're not going to grow in our gratitude to God for what he is doing for us, what he wants to do for us, but also we're not going to be fulfilling the mission God has given us to take what we know to be the truth into the world and to help people move away from false gods, false images of God, wherever they are, and help them focus on the true and living God. So as always, we have a lot of work, but it comes down to you and me making a commitment each day, saying, okay, this is where I'm addicted. This is where I get distracted. This is where I get pulled away from God. I'm going to do something about it because I do have control over it. And what am I going to replace it with? Well, nothing. I'm just going to let God be there where he already is and pay attention to him, enjoy his presence, and invite other people into that restorative relationship that God wants us to have with him. The people in the Bible stories were amazed and awed, because here God took a dead person and restored him, not only to their mothers, but to the community, so that they could have this wonderful relationship to continue with these people. Well, that's what God wants to do for us each and every day. Restore us to the lost image of God that is in each of us, that gets sullied over with sin and evil, that gets distracted from us because of everything going around us, And all we have to do is say no to it so that we can get back to what is most important, to really focusing on the Lord and to practice being open to awe. Practice being open to the amazement of God's love for us, of how God's working in the world, and how God invites you and me to be part of that work, that ongoing work, to participate in it. In the world today, we know there is so much violence, so much death dealing, and we have the words of eternal life through Jesus Christ. What are we doing with those words? We have joy that comes from the Holy Spirit, and I'm not talking about a feeling that comes and goes, but rather a choice and something to practice. Can you imagine practicing being joyful? Well, we can. The more we practice it, the more we focus on it and tend to be joyful and work at it, we're going to find that it's part of us and that joy is infectious and that joy is going to bring other people out of the deaths that they experience each and every day. Give them new life. Restore them to the reality of God in their lives. We have that power. Again, Jesus says, you will do what I'm doing and greater things. If we're not doing those same things and greater things, that's our fault. It is our neglect of our faith. We will be judged on that. So if we think we're going to have an easy time going before the judgment throne of God simply because we go to Mass and say the rosary, take an hour each day to pray, there's more to it than that. It's stepping out in faith and acting on our beliefs in Jesus Christ. So the gospel can make it seem like we're not doing a good job, and it's right, but it also gives us the way to do it. How to do it, how to thrive and flourish, to be healers, to be resuscitators, to be restorers. Think of that. You are in the image and likeness of the saving God. You can go forth and bring new life into the world. The Blessed Mother gave birth to the Christ child. We too can do that in our words and our actions. We bear Christ in our very flesh and blood because we hear his good news proclaimed to us and we receive his flesh and blood. We've got it all. We just have to use it and to practice being the joyful, fulfilled, faith-filled Christians that we were created to be. So as you go forth today throughout the week, every day, every morning, think, Lord, you have given me a day of possibilities. How will I choose? What do I want to choose? How do I want to be today? Do I want to be distracted as usual? Do I want to be upset with other people when they bother me because I'm focused on this machine? Or do I want to see that it is in these other people and in the world that that's where my joy is, that's where my focus is, that's where God is, that's where God is calling me to be a healer, a resuscitator, a restorer, a hope bringer, someone that's going to bring awe to other people so that they will join in that awe, be filled with joy and hope, and live that joy and hope. So again, as you go forth, how are you going to do that? That's up to you. Those are the gifts God has given you to practice, to work at them. Not be afraid what other people think, but simply to do it. To take the faith we have and profess it in our words and in our deeds. So joy, hope, we've been given those gifts from the Lord to practice, to bring to the world, to enjoy ourselves, but also to build up the world so that it can look more like the kingdom of God that God is building in our midst.